Beis Shvat, Thursday the 26th of January, Rabbi Elimelech van Zetta, Mevushel wine and grape juice in contemporary halacha.
Well, yeah, the rabbis say a very good morning to you. I did not bring any samples with me. I'm very sorry, I don't know if they would, you know, let me through customs if I did. But you are cordially invited to visit us in Tilly and say a l'chaim with us whenever you're in South America. It's just around the corner, not very far from here. It's 20 hours flying with the connections. But so we're going to discuss today the topic of Mevushel wine in contemporary halacha. Being that I come from Chile, even though I'm not from Chile, but being that I come from Chile now, Chile is one of the great wine exporters in the world, so we do produce a lot of kosher wine in Chile. In order to discuss contemporary halacha, we have to go back to the basics for a second and understand what is the heter of Mevushel wine. We know the halacha says it's a Mishnah, in the Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah, in Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis, the Mishnah says that wine produced by a non-Jew is also, as the Isur of Yain Nesach, we know there is an Isur Deraisa and Isur Derabanan. The Isur Deraisa is that we can't derive benefit from anything that was consecrated to idolatry. That's the Isur Deraisa. The Isur Derabanan was extended, the Gemara explains, for a number of reasons. Mainly the Rishonim say, even if the wine was not consecrated to Avodah Zarah, even if it was not offered on the idolatrous Mizbeach, the wine is osur. The goy touches the wine and makes it osur. But there is a heter. There is a heter. The Gemara says, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Aflamed Amud Aleph brings a situation, a quite interesting situation. I would wonder, how did it happen? The Gemara tells us that Shmuel was sitting down with an idolater, famous idolater of the time, called Avlet. The Gemara mentions in the Avodah Zarah and twice again in Maseches Shabbos. And both of them were sitting together, and someone brings in some wine. And Avlet, I wonder, maybe he had a shtickle ira shemaim, because he recoils his hand. He doesn't touch the wine. He removes his hand from touching the wine. And Shmuel tells him, don't worry. This is Yain Mevushel. We're not afraid. We're not afraid that if you touch Mevushel wine, cooked wine, nothing's going to happen, so you can touch the wine. So that's the basis for our heter. That's the basis for the heter of Mevushel wine, is this incident in Gemara, in the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Now it is quite interesting. Why? Because the majority of the Rishonim explain that the reason why we have this Isur de Rabbonim, the reason why we have this Isur de Rabbonim of Stam Yeinim is because of Noiseim. It's hardness. So that Chas V'Sholem, there should be no intermarriage in Klal Yisrael. You're not going to drink uncooked wine with a non-Jew in order to prevent intermarriage. Now, there is a very interesting question that we have to ask. So what? If the non-Jew tastes the wine and feels like, no, this is cooked wine, so he's going to look at you and say, I'm sorry, you're below me. If you're serving me cooked wine, my daughter is not going to marry your son. What's the pshat? What's the reason? Why is the Gemara saying this? So the Rishonim explained, and the Torah, in Yeradin, Siman Kufchov Gimel, Sif Gimel, writes the following: Vekevan Shemishum Tad Nisuch Asru. Since non-Jewish wine was is osur, is prohibited, because of nisuch. Why? Because it is offered as a libation on the mizbeach. Lo osru ela b'yayin ha-ra'uil l'nasech. Says the Torah, the only wine that is offered by that was offered by Chazal is the wine that is roi, is appropriate, is fit to be offered on the mizbeach. Lefichach, therefore, yain mevushel shelanu shenaga boi goi ein boi mishum yain nesach. Mevushel wine does not have the prohibition of yain nesach. Mishum yain. When do we call it mevushel? Mishayirtiach al gabe yoish. Once it boils on top of the fire. The Beis Yosef here asks a very important kasha. It says, he explains, it's the main, he brings this, the makor of this halacha, and brings the Gemara that we quoted, Shmuel and Avlid. It says, Adavar Tamua. It is very impressive. It is a very impressive halacha. Kevin Shagazo al Yena Mishum Bnoi Seyim, Vichim Mishum Shertichu, Lo Shaicha, Ach Gezeiru. Why? You're going to tell me that just for the simple reason that someone boiled the wine, the Gezeiru is not applicable anymore. Vichim Mishum de Lav Bar Nisuch. Ve'alo Yain Mazug Nami Lav Bar Nisuchu. So if you're going to tell me that the reason why the Gezerah does not apply in this specific situation is because this wine is not fit to be offered on the Mizbeach, mixed wine is not fit either. If you dilute wine, pure wine in water, that ceases to be fit. It's not no longer fit for it to be offered on the Mizbeach. So the question of the Beis Yosef is, so we should say that diluted wine would be as mutter as mevushel wine. If the reason for this heter is simply because it is not fit for the Mizbeach, so let's come up with a new brand of wine. We're going to have two brands. One is mevushel, one is mazuk. And on the bottle, we're going to write diluted in water. There is a proportion. There's another shear. No, but that's not the halacha, because if you dilute pure wine in water, maintaining a certain proportion, and it's uncooked, and the non-Jew touches it, the wine is rendered prohibited. The efshar shelifi shamevushel einu matzui kol kach umilsa de loshchicho loy gazru be. It's a principle in the Gemara in Masechet Eruvin, and that's Samach Gimel Amud Beis. The Rosh, this is the shita of the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher. The Rosh explains that since mevushel wine is uncommon. There is a klal in the Gemara that Chazal were not goizer on anything which is considered a milsa deloy shchicho. If it is uncommon, Chazal didn't go as far as to be metaken, as to establishing a takana on something which is not so common. What's the probability this is going to happen? So Chazal were not metaken. So says the Rosh, and this is the sheet of the Rosh, uncooked wine is not. It's not matsui. It's not very common. You're not going to find cooked wine as readily as uncooked wine. So that's the explanation of the Rosh. The Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha. Shulchan Aruch again. Here it is. Sivan Kuf Chof Gimel. Shulchan Aruch says the following. Stam Yainam, the first halacha. Stam Yainam Shil Amamim. It doesn't really matter if it is their wine or if they touch our uncooked wine, it is also. The Shulchan Aruch says to derive any benefit from it, but we learn that it is not only deriving benefit but rather drinking, etc., etc. However, says Shulchan Aruch, in the same Simon, Sif Gimel, Our mevushel wine, which was touched by a goy, of course, you know, after it was cooked, muter, it is permitted. Then again, he asks the same question as the tour. He brings it, quoting from the tour, Mishirtiach al gabeyesh. Once it boils on the fire, it is considered mevushel. Now, the Rosh, the heter of the Rosh, the Rosh says this type of wine is mutter because it is not so common. The Rashban, the Ran, give a different reason, and that's the reason brought by the Shach. The Shach says, the Hainu, שישמואת מימידוסי על ידי לתיחו כל כך, כן כוס על הרשבו והרן. The Rashban and the Ran, and this is the Shita, he doesn't mention, I don't know why, but he doesn't mention, but that's also the position of the Ramban, Nachmanides, that's what he holds, Lelocha, he says that the wine has to diminish. The amount of wine, once you boil the wine, let's say for example you boil 1,000 liters of wine, at the end of the process, you can't finish with 1,000 liters of wine. There should be less than 1,000 liters of wine. Even, you know, by whatever amount it is. But it can't be the same amount. It has to be less than the original amount. So we have the Rosh, who says it's not so matsui, it's not so common. The Rashban, the Ran, and the Ramban say the amount has to decrease. And the Rambam, Maimonides, the Rambam, brings another interesting shita. He says the taste can't be the same. You have to taste, you have to feel the difference. Oh, this is mevushel wine. This is mevushel wine. Now, some poskim hold that.
What is the difference if it's smart, if it's less in volume?
Oh.
Why does that make a difference?
Well, because if the difference in volume is a proof that it went through the process of cooking. Because cooking evaporates, makes the wine evaporate, or any liquid. So once the volume decreases, it is mashma that went through the proper process of cooking. If you boil it under a certain temperature, nothing's going to happen at the end. If you boil it and it evaporates, it means you boiled at the right temperature. Why? Because the Alocha, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Zoban, there's a discussion in the Poskim. The Shulchan Aruch says, Mishayir Tiyach, once it boils. But it doesn't give us a definition. It doesn't give us a temperature. So the Poskim, the Rishonim, they go, and the Acharonim also, they go, you know, through an extra length in order to establish what temperature are we talking about. And this is taka, very, very important when we talk about Alocha Lemaisa and different shitas. That's why, for example, some people are going to say, I drink from this asher and not from that asher. Not necessarily when we're talking about wine, not necessarily we're talking politics. Maybe we are, but not necessarily, I'm saying. Why? Because different ersheidim abide by different shitas. So that was left open. Mishayir Tiyach. What exactly does it mean? Mishayir Tiyach. So the Rishonim bring Mishayir Tiyach according to the Rambam. Yes, the taste is different. According to the Rashban, the Ran, and the Ramban, it means it's the amount is not the same as at the beginning. The Rosh says it's not Motsui.
The Mayach minute is less. Decreased.
That's a simon.
Why does it make it mutter?
No, the reason why it was mutter is because it went through the cooking process. And how do I know it went? Because I started with 1,000 liters and they finished with less than 1,000 liters.
Why is the cooking process?
Let's carry on and you're going to see. Hopefully the answer is going to come in the next couple of minutes or so. Okay. Now, the Tour on Or HaChaim Hilchos Shabbos and Siman Reish Ayin Beis if Ches to bring something which is quite interesting. Tour says the following. Well, Tour is discussing here what kind of wine is fit for Kiddush. Okay? The first, the Tour starts off saying, "Ein mekashim ella al ayin aroy lenasech al gavi amizbeach." Says this. Quoting the words of the Tour. Tour starts off by saying that we only say Kiddush on wine which is fit for the mizbeach. Oh. Azoy shtei the Tour, says the Tour in Sif Ches, ve'al yayin mevushal rabo adeyus, many days, many different opinions regarding yayin mevushal. Rav Shmaya kosov b'shem Rashi, Rav Shmaya writes in the name of Rashi, shemevarchim olav shehakoyl. This is Ramush Tenbuch, Ramush Tenbuch, and Shuvas ben Hogis, Krach Beis Chuvataf Aleph, he says that one of the reasons why we have a heter for Yayin Mevushal is because the Shem is not, you can't call it Yayin, you can't call it wine anymore, it's not wine, you call it wine Mevushal, cooked wine. So he makes a chiluk, there is something called wine and something called cooked wine. Oh, in the halacha we paskin that it is fit for Kiddush and it is fit for Arba Kosis. Fit for Kiddush and fit for Arba Kosis. But the Tour brings many days, he says, Rabu days. He brings Rashi and he says, V'chen kosov Aritz Giyat, Yayin Shenitvashel, he's quoting by Aritz Giyat, Yayin Shenitvashel Afilu Me'at. Even slightly. Mevachim alav shaki. Vechen kosov Rav Hai going. There's also the shit of Rav Hai going. Kevin shenot on oil. Tafta v'irtiach. Ein boim shum gilui v'loim shum yayin neisach. Ve'einu imirim alav kiddush hayoin. Ve'einu nirah leva'al idu. V'chuli. And then he's going to bring the other shitas that are choylik on the aforementioned opinions. And the halacha we say that Mevushal wine is fit for Kiddush and for Arba Kosis. Now, the Poiskim, Rav Moshe Feinstein has three tshuvas discussing the proper temperature for Mevushal wine. And according to Rav Moshe, the proper temperature for Mevushal wine is 175 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 80 degrees Celsius. Rav Moshe Baskin, 175 degrees Fahrenheit, renders the wine Mevushal wine, takes it out of its stan yain status, and puts it into a different category altogether, which is Mevushal wine, 175 degrees Fahrenheit, 80 Celsius. Now, what about pasteurization? By law, I think one would really have to strive in order to find unpasteurized wine anywhere in the world. Maybe if you go to France, to some far-flung place, you may find it. But normally you can't get it. You go to the store here, to the wine shop, anywhere. Wine is pasteurized. By law, it's a requirement for sanitary reasons. So is pasteurized wine the same as Mevushal wine? Because if it is,
what degree does it go to?
175. Pasteurization occurs at 175 Fahrenheit, 80 Celsius. Because if it is, then we don't have a problem of Yayin Pesach anymore. Then we don't have a problem. Sorry? Oh, okay. And if we do say it is Mevushel, then Kam Pesach, and we're looking for non-Mevushel red wine in order to be Mekayim. Aliba the Koladeis, according to you, the choices of wines, and we are not going to find it. What do you do? So it is quite interesting, and we should know this. The Rav Moshe writes 175 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm quoting from his tshuva. He says, 175 degrees Fahrenheit is, may be considered, betalich pistur. He said, in the process of pasteurization, 175 degrees Fahrenheit is the temperature, is the minimum temperature for the wine to be considered mevushel. Rav Mordechai Tendler, who's Rav Moshe's grandson. He's Rav Moshe Tendler's son. Rav Moshe Tendler is Rav Moshe's son-in-law, exactly. Rav Mordechai Tendler, who is Rav Moshe's grandson, was very close to him. I got this from a friend of mine, who is very close to him. Rav Mordechai Tendler writes, and if we read the tshuva carefully, Rav Moshe, nowhere does Rav Moshe say, pasteurization is the same as bishul. He doesn't say that. He says 175 degrees, which is the temperature for pasteurization, is the minimum temperature for bishul. If we cook it to 175 degrees, that's considered mevushel. But Rav Moshe doesn't say pasteurization is the same as pasteurized wine is the same as mevushel wine. He doesn't. You can infer it from his words, but he didn't write it explicitly. It is very problematic when great poskim, when we think that they really saying something and we were inferring from his words, we're reading into his words. Rav Moshe did not write that pasteurization is the same as bishul. He only said this temperature equates to bishul. That's what he said. That's mashmah from his words. And according to Rav Mordechai Tendler, to his grandson, Rav Moshe would side with the machmirim, with a stringent opinion, which I'm going to bring on in a couple of minutes. Rav Ovadia Yosef was Sfardim. He states in Yabi Omer, he states that pasteurization is bishul. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, it is required by the Rabbanut Rashid, by the chief rabbinate of Israel, that on the label it states what kind of bishul the wine went through. So you're going to, if you see mevushel, it means mevushel. If it was mevushel through pasteurization, it's going to say mevushal alidei pistur. Mevushel through the process of pasteurization. Okay? Now, if we say, with pasteurization we have a couple of problems. Number one is, and has a direct connection to your question, if you pasteurize 1,000 liters of wine, you end up with 1,000 liters of wine. Nothing is wasted. Absolutely nothing. There is no evaporation. Because it's all condensed. Especially nowadays, that the process is called flash pasteurization. In a split second, the temperature rises and goes down. It goes through a series of, tubes and this and the other. Temperature goes up and down. And you start with 1,000 liters of wine, and you end up with 1,000 liters of wine. So you can't account, if, according to the Rashi and the Ran, the reason why you need a decrease in the total volume is in order to show that the wine was indeed indeed mevushal. So if you start off with 1,000 liters and you end up with 1,000 liters, you can't prove it.
Mevushal, by having less, you can prove it. By having the same amount doesn't prove it's not mevushal. It's just you haven't got the proof.
Exactly. That's very good. But you can't. But we still have the other.
We can still be
mevushal. But we have the other shitas. The two main shitas I mentioned is the Rosh, which says it's not so motzi. It's not very common, and the Rambam, who says the taste has to be different. So okay, let's say for a second we can't be mekayim the words of the Shach, who holds like the Rosh and the Ram.
Rosh also not, because I've seen his pastor.
Oh, now there's Rav Yosef. Exactly, that's what Rav Yosef writes. Rav Yosef Shlita writes in Kovitz, it is brought in his name because it wasn't Rav Yosef who wrote it. One of his tshuvas is in Kovitz. Chuvus, Chelik Aleph, Siman Ein Hei, Ein Vov, 75 and 76, Rav Yosef says stunning words. Rav Yosef says, there is no heter for Yain Mevushal Bismaneo. Full stop. Why? Because if we say that the reason for allowing Mevushal wine is because it's not motzi, as the Beis Yosef says, as the Beis Yosef brings b'shem arosh. Nowadays, it is not motzi yain, which isn't mevushal. If we say that pistur, the pasteurization is bishul, then it's all mevushal. So Rav Yosef says that Rav Yosef is very machmir in this. Rabbi Yosef says that you shouldn't let a non-Jew touch your mevushal wine. Because your mevushal wine is not mevushal wine, it's wine. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yosef. So if you go to a chasani, if you go to a simcha, if you go to a bar mitzvah, and you have non-Jewish waiters pouring wine, and maybe they trained, they became talmid chomim, and they say, I'm sorry, there's mevushal wine according to the shitas arosh. I'm sorry, but did you read the latest Rav Yosef? So Rav Yosef, according to Rav Yosef, if one goes according to his shita, if one follows Rav Yosef's shita, there is no such a thing as yain mevushal. It's mevushal wine.
Is it possible we're not heating the wine up hot enough?
Okay, not so very good. There is no, in pasteurization, the maximum water boils at 212 Fahrenheit, which is 100 Celsius. Wine doesn't go that far. Wine goes up to a maximum of 195 Fahrenheit, which is 90 Celsius. Wine is never. So according, there is a shita, the Darchei Tshuva says that 175 is not going to be meba'abea, it's not going to boil, it's not going to be boiling hot. So the Darchei Tshuva and others who hold like him say it has to be boiling hot. You have to see the bubbles coming up. 175 is not going to do it. Incidentally, if we talk about grape juice, because grape juice is not fit for the Mizbeach either, because it's not wine, it's grape juice. Grape juice, one of the major Efsherim in America, considers grape juice that was pasteurized at 165 mevushal. Grape juice at 165 is mevushal.
It doesn't go to Moshe.
Huh? Even Rav Moshe, if we're talking about grape juice, there are several poskim that say that 165 is enough. For wine, probably the major Esher in the United States, the major one, goes according to, he said, they hold of 175 degrees through pasteurization is mevushal. Okay? So, now, Rav Yosef says it is very uncommon. It is very common. So we can't hold what we're going to. There are many places going to say that whatever was gozer by Chazal was gozer. Chazal decreed, and it was decreed, and we're not choishes. We do not worry that maybe now, oh, now there's going to be intermarriage. Why? Because now mevusel wine is very common. Many poskim are disagree with Rabbi Yosef and say we can't do away with the rushes heta, because that's the reality. That was the reality, the way Chazal foresaw it. Okay. Now Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal Micha Shloime Chelik Aleph Tshuva Chof Hey, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, oh, what do we do with the Rambam? The Rambam says the taste has to be different. The Rav Shlomo Zalman says something quite interesting. He doesn't have a problem with the heter of Mevusel wine. He says it is a good heter. It does exist. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if you can't tell the difference, nothing happened. Scientists strive to come up with a process, with a pasteurization process, that does not affect taste. Loads of money is invested in this. So Rav Shlomo Zalman truly says, maybe the experts will notice, if they taste the same wine from the same barrel before pasteurization and after, they're going to tell you the difference. The vast majority of us is not going to be able to tell what's the difference between one and the other. So according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, pasteurized wine can't be mevushel wine. Why? Because it tastes exactly the same. Now we have a milder. There is an advantage to Rav Shlomo Zalman's tshuva if we think about Pesach. Why? Because according to his tshuva, if the wine you're buying for Pesach is pasteurized, it is not mevushel. And if it is not mevushel, you're being mekayim. You're abiding by the most stringent halachic requirement for arba krisis. There are many, many different opinions, and every hechsher is going to abide by their own decision. The Tel Aviv in America abides by the most stringent, for example. He requires 195 degrees and doesn't consider pasteurization as bishul. Others are going to hold differently. But the Maisa, this is what's going on nowadays in the world of mevushel wine, the different shitas. The subject is rather lengthy, but given that I have half an hour and I don't want to be over Gezel's man, I'm going to end now. And thank you very, very much for this fantastic opportunity, and the L'chaim to you, your families, and this fantastic community.